Yeah, so he said he was going to buy her a ring and they were going to get engaged. It was all over social media and she reckoned he was going to get her a diamond from Hatton Garden. Turns out he hadn't stopped seeing Jodie and she was like proper mortified when she found out. She was crying, I love him so much. There was like makeup all running down her face. She looked a right mug. Hello, darling. Listen, I'm awfully sorry about yesterday evening. Things got terribly out of hand and I'm really disappointed you left. Yes, darling, I understand. Oh, Geoffrey, please don't be so dramatic. I've apologised over and over and frankly, I have no idea what you want me to do. I see. Oh well, in that case, goodbye. It's good that these lorry drivers are getting to see what it's like to cycle in London. I mean, it's really scary sometimes at junctions and traffic lights especially. They're so big, you're sure they can't see you, so yeah, getting them down to our level, so to speak, it's great.
Oh, please pay particular attention to what I'm trying to tell you. If you would like me to explain to you one last time, I'm happy to do so, but I fear you do not really understand and I'm growing so very tired and a little angry. I'm beginning to wonder if you're no longer useful to this organization.
I just don't know if I want to go out or I want to stay in. It's too hot indoors, too cold outdoors, and nothing's right. It's not fair. I can't choose and I'm getting fed up.
Just get out my face. What do you like? I did nothing to you. You think you're dead hard coming in here and chucking your weight around. It's a win-win for you. Your quid's in. Lay off, Keith, and stop mithering me. I'm better off without you.
Gotcha, you freak. You filthy creature going around ruining everyone's lives. I'll teach you. I'll make your life a living hell. You can't run away.